It is Lake Effect on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. The Milwaukee Ballet opens La Mbarena tonight at the Marcus Center. The show opens with new contemporary dance from international award-winning choreographers Enrico Morelli and George Williamson. But the centerpiece of the evening is the ballet La Mbarena, created in 1995 by our next guest, Val Canaparoli.
It's a fusion of movement set to a fusion of music. Johann Sebastian Bach melds with African drumming. Traditional ballet melds with traditional African dance. It's been wildly popular in the 24 years since its creation, and it's been staged around the world. That's something Canaparoli says he's thrilled about, but not something he could have ever predicted.
When you do new works, you don't know. In the ballet world, you're not allowed to have previews and runouts and go out. You expect to be a genius right away, which never happens. But if you're lucky enough for that work to survive the critics, survive that opening, that's when the best time. That's when you start working, when other companies take it. So it's quite extraordinary when you do get a work that does survive that opening night. And La Mbarena was exceptional. The opening was amazing. It was, this type of work hasn't really been done that much 24 years ago, using African dance and classical dance combination. So it was quite unusual, and it was the right timing for the ballet at the time too.
What made you decide to put those two very different dance disciplines together in the first place?
Well, it premiered San Francisco Ballet, 1995, and I was asked to work for their prima ballerina at the time, Evelyn Cisneros, and she's a very exotic, strong woman, really just an amazing dancer. And I couldn't find the music, and I wanted to find something that matched her strength and power and being exotic like she is on stage. And I couldn't find it. And I was emailing a friend of mine in Paris, and she said, well, I've got the right music. And she said, I got this CD, a wedding gift, and it's called La Mbarena. And she said, it's this fusion of Bach and African music. And she said, it's perfect, and I'll FedEx it to you right away. I got it, and it was perfect. And it got it just in time because it was 2 days before I was supposed to start rehearsal, which is daunting right there. So
you hadn't actually created the ballet yet?
No. And so the music was the inspiration. I was just blown away by it. It's not altering the African. It's not altering the Bach. It is really putting them together and apart and recognizing the rhythms are similar. It's just a celebration. It was so joyful. It's so wonderful. I went, I'm in love with this music. And right away, bam, that was
it. You knew what you wanted to do with it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And right away, which I do a lot of, and at that point, and not so much still, I collaborate with, if I do something with ballroom, I bring in ballroom dancers, or with literature, I bring in dramaturgs, I bring in people. In this case, San Francisco is so rich and diverse with ethnic dance groups. And a company called Diamnakuro in the East Bay, and Zachary Sao Diouf and his wife Naomi, I didn't know them, but I was told about them, and I called them right away. I said, would you mind collaborating with me? I don't know what we're going to do. How are we going to fuse this, the African and the classical dance? And we just went in the studio together, the dancers, and just sort of figured it out. I learned a lot about African dance. I still learn from them 24 years later, and it's just been developed since. But it was really developed in the studio and really blindly, because we really didn't know how we were going to deal with this. Because you have classical ballet, women on point, which makes it difficult because African dance is down in the ground.
I was going to say, that's my understanding, is it's much more rooted.
It's very rooted into earth and sky and elements and the environment and everything. And even the eyes are choreographed. And dance, classical ballet is up in the air. And we're doing both. It is such a difficult ballet for the dancers to grasp. But once they do, for the first 10 years when companies would do it, Zach and Naomi would come to each company with us, with me and my assistant, Mikey Mignosa, and we would have them teach African dance to the company. After they had their classical dance, they'd do a 45, half hour to 45 minutes of African dance. And we, just to get them, because it's really rooted in actual African dance, and to have them understand it from the source is so important. And in Milwaukee, this year we've had two African dance consultants, Roxy Kess and Yaya Kambaya, to work with the dancers, and they still are. They're coming in, and every once in a while, just keep that authenticity. But this work can only be done by a classical dance company, because it is on point and it is classical. It's not a modern dance. It really has to have strong, strong classical technique. And that's the challenge of getting those strong classical dancers to be more grounded. And it's always interesting. And it's usually met with a lot of energy. The dancers love it. And just to try something different.
Something new.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you find in the 24 years since you first set this that dancers are a little more... Maybe not open is not the word I'm looking for, but are a little more aware of other dance forms than they might have been in 1995. There seems to be a lot more cross-pollination.
Right. It's hard for me to say because my entire career was in San Francisco. And San Francisco is so diverse. And you see that all the time. Our ethnic dance festival is gigantic. And so many dance companies in San Francisco. So we've always been exposed to it. And San Francisco Ballet has always brought in such eclectic and different choreographers from all walks of life. So I don't see the difference. I see in the 24 years, I've seen technique stronger, classical. You know, I've seen that. So I don't know really know how to answer that, to be honest.
Yeah, it's just interesting because it seems like fusion has been a watchword for the last decade or so, where
right.
a lot of
right.
disciplines are
right.
are borrowing and talking to other ones that they may not have 30
right,
years
right.
ago.
And that's what was so unusual 24 years ago. I imagine the artistic director of San Francisco Ballet looking at me like, are you crazy? Because they would bring in, not only Zach and Naomi, they would bring their entire family of children. And they'd be coming in and helping the dancers and little tiny children. It's just the culturally, I mean, if you go to their dance company, it is filled with family and filled with even the studios. It's amazing. It's just, I loved it. So it was just different. And it was so at that point, like, what are you doing? And I just blindly went forward. I said, I don't care. I'm going to try this. And it still resonates today, which is, I keep looking at it going, well, should you change things? I go, no, because dance has evolved. It's different, Tastes are different, but it just seems to work even no matter what continent it's done on.
It's been done
in South Africa.
Yeah.
It's been done in Asia. It's been done in Moscow. It's been done a lot of places. So it's always resonates. You always have your detractors, your purists, that you can't do that, either musically or dance-wise. You should not be mixing cultures. And my thing is, dance is universal. Dance unites people. That's how you learn each other's culture, through dance. Why not? But I do get some,
Pushback.
Pushback. And I ignore it. It's what it is.
Well, you have a musical background,
oh,
too,
before
you went into dance. And so, musics have been borrowing from each other.
Oh,
Western music
absolutely.
Has taken in folk
absolutely.
Traditions from all kinds of places.
Well, a lot of, there was this album, I don't remember the name, but it was all with the modern contemporary composers of note now. And they would match it with an African counterpart. It was exactly, and some of these composers did study in Africa. So yes, they have borrowed. They borrowed the rhythms. There is part of that. Lumbarena was dedicated to Albert Schweitzer, who had a missionary in Gabon, and he was a Bach enthusiast and scholar. So that combination right there was, that's why it was called, but it's Lumbarena with an E at the end. So that connection right there. And that's where he did the combination. He would play Bach. He would hear the African. It was like it was this combination that it was great when you hear it.
Have you seen the Milwaukee Ballet yet in rehearsal?
Yes. I got here Monday.
What do you think so far?
I'm still working on it. It's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing really well, and they're amazing dancers and enthusiastic and what more could you want?
Right. Oh, I think it's going to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I, again, love the idea of that fusion, of that melding of different cultural expressions and tropes and mm-hmm. all of those things. Because, as you say, art is universal.
Absolutely.
And it's, I think it's what makes us human.
Mm-hmm.
It's that desire to express
right.
and to be joyful in public and to be sad and to bring all of mm-hmm. those human emotions, together. in your career, and I was looking at the number of dancers mm-hmm. that you have, you know, ballets that you've created.
Mm-hmm. And I'm only 19.
I know.
Is it crazy? You're
just a child prodigy. It's fantastic. Just think of what you'll do, when you're 30.
Exactly.
If you could no longer, if you woke up tomorrow and said, okay, my career's over, I'm done, is this one of the pieces that you would basically say, I'm so proud to have done this?
Well, it's one of them. Be careful, I have one piece that defines you. I mean, my work is so diverse. It's all over the map. I mean,
I noticed that from the list.
What I'm proud of is the feedback I get from a lot of people is, your work is so different all the time. I can tell maybe stylistically, but it's just different. You can do three of my works in one evening, and they would all be different. Subject matter, music, approach, and design, and everything. And I love that. So it's hard to say if that's the one. It's one that gets performed the most. I know that. But of so many that maybe are not performed the most that I'm way more proud of. But again, I got to be proud of a work that is performed so much. I mean, like I said, if you're lucky enough for a ballet to survive and have legs and keep going other places, and even now I get correspondence like, can we have this ballet? And I go, where did you even find out about that ballet? It was like 30 years ago, you know, but I love that. And I go, well, I would love to do it, but you have to allow me to rework some of it. I always say choreographers are always working their ballets as it goes on. I mean, Balanchine worked on his masterpieces up until his death. I mean, it's just part of the process.
Is that depending on the dancers that you're working with that makes you see things slightly differently?
Well, it's also how you see things differently. I have a full-length Lady of the Camellias that is 25 years old now that makes the rounds as equally performed as much as La Mirena. And since the opening 25 years ago, I've learned so much on... It's probably 45, almost hour have been cut out of it. You edit yourself. You go, wow, I've said that already, or that music didn't work. I need to change that. You just learn. You know, you mature. You sit back and you look at it. And even today, it was just this ballet just performed in Kansas City Ballet, Lady of the Camellias. And I even changed things. I went, wow, why didn't I see that even like 3 years ago? But it's just part of the process.
And, you know, one of the great things about dance is people, it's a downside in that people say it's ephemeral, you know, mm-hmm. and until very recently where we had the ability to capture it on video, it was there and then it wasn't.
Right,
you know, if
right.
you didn't see it, you didn't see it.
Right.
But as an artist, what you get to do, that very thing allows you to go back and revise and rethink and, you know, where a novelist
absolutely
can't really do that. It's
absolutely.
Printed.
Yeah.
You know, they don't get to go back.
But you have like a lot of the classic full lengths now where they're like 4 hours long, even the opera. And you go, people can't sit that long anymore. I mean, we didn't have TV back then, so they could come in. And you've got to edit those now. It's just that people are different now. And I always advise even younger choreographers that are going to do their full lengths. I go, two acts, you know? Two acts is the way to go now, not three, not four, but it's just people are different.
Tell your story in the
yes,
two acts.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And it's totally possible, you know. But like I said, lifestyles have changed immensely.
Right. So. Well, and as you say, dance has changed too.
Yes, absolutely.
And the way we approach going to see live performance has changed, and mm-hmm. all of those things are different. Is there anything you're thinking about now that might come in the future, or is that stuff you don't talk about?
A lot of it's legal. I can't.
Oh,
but
okay.
There's one huge one I can say will be done in Finland. A giant project I'm really proud of, and you know, just a lot of revivals, a lot of new works coming up. I'm really lucky. I book like 2 to 3 years in advance, and
terrific.
That's the way to go. And I'm still pinching myself and going, how did that happen?
I am so lucky.
I'm lucky. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are so lucky to have you in town.
Great,
we're lucky
you.
To have La Mirena about to be on the stage. And I hope you will come back the next time you're in town and talk
too.
With us, and let's talk more
and
about
I wanna,
dance.
Yeah, I want to be here for the new building that it opens.
I think you need to set a new dance in the new building.
I think so, too.
There you go. You heard it on the radio.
Thank you.
Val, it has been such a pleasure.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.